Workplace Rights and Employment Issues. Good morning, everyone. Today, we will delve into an essential aspect of employment law that touches upon the lives of nearly every working individual and the operations of every business entity. Workplace Rights and Employment Issues. This presentation is designed not only for aspiring legal professionals, but also for employees across sectors who seek to understand the foundational legal principles that govern their work environments. The objectives of this presentation are twofold. First, we aim to unpack the concept of at-will employment, a predominant employment doctrine in the United States, which serves as the backdrop against which other employment issues are often understood. We will explore both the freedoms and the limitations it entails, and how it shapes the employer-employee relationship. Second, we will cover common workplace issues, including wage and hour disputes, workplace safety, and discrimination and harassment. Each of these topics will not only be discussed in the context of statutory regulations, but also through the lens of real-world applications and pivotal case law. Lastly, we will delve into the resources and rights available to employees. Understanding these is crucial for effective self-advocacy in the workplace and for legal practitioners who must navigate these issues on behalf of clients or advise businesses on compliance with employment laws. Why this knowledge is essential? In today's complex labor market, the dynamics of employment have evolved dramatically, influenced by changing economic conditions, technological advancements, and societal shifts. These changes make a thorough understanding of employment law more significant than ever for both legal professionals and the workforce at large. For legal professionals, expertise in employment law is indispensable. Whether you are defending a client's rights in court, advising a corporation on compliance issues, or mediating disputes between employees and employers, the ability to navigate the intricacies of employment law directly impacts legal outcomes and the pursuit of justice. Moreover, employment law intersects with various other legal domains, such as business law, civil rights, and even immigration, requiring a versatile and deep understanding of how these areas converge in the workplace. For employees, knowledge of employment law equips them to stand up for their rights effectively. It is not uncommon for workers to face unjust treatment or unclear policies within their roles. By understanding the legal protections at their disposal, such as those against unlawful discrimination or for wage claims, employees can better manage their professional relationships and safeguard their interests. This knowledge fosters a more empowered workforce that can advocate for fair treatment and equal opportunities. Defining at-will employment. At-will employment is a foundational concept in American labor law, denoting an employment arrangement in which either the employer or the employee can terminate the relationship at any time, for any reason, or for no reason at all, without facing legal consequences, provided that the termination does not violate specific legal provisions. This model is rooted in the 19th century doctrine of freedom of contract, which holds that employment should be subject to the same unfettered market forces as other contracts. The prevalence of at-will employment across the United States underscores its significance as the default legal model of employment relationships, barring specific contractual or statutory restrictions. It reflects an underlying principle that values flexibility for employers to respond dynamically to changing economic conditions and for employees to seek opportunities that best suit their skills and needs without being bound to a prolonged tenure. However, this flexibility also opens avenues for potential unfair treatment, making it essential for employees and employers alike to understand the nuanced landscape of legal exceptions that protect against abusive employment practices. Legal exceptions to the at-will doctrine. Despite its broad acceptance, the at-will employment doctrine is not absolute. Legal exceptions, carved out over decades through legislation and judicial rulings, aim to balance the inherent power asymmetry between employers and employees, providing protections under specific circumstances. These exceptions fall into three main categories. Public policy exceptions. Most states recognize that an employee cannot be terminated for reasons that violate established public policy. This means employers cannot fire employees for performing acts that public policy encourages, like voting or serving jury duty, or for refusing to perform acts that public policy condemns, such as committing illegal acts on behalf of an employer. Notably, the interpretation of what constitutes public policy can vary significantly from state to state, leading to diverse applications in case law. Implied contracts. Even in the absence of a formal written contract, courts in many states will look for implied contractual agreements based on company policy documents, employee handbooks, or the regular practice of the business. If these documents or practices create a reasonable expectation of continued employment, they may be deemed to form an implied contract that limits the employer's ability to discharge at will. Covenant of good faith and fair dealing. Some states have adopted this exception, which posits that employment contracts include an implied promise that employment decisions will be made in good faith and fair dealing. This can protect employees from terminations made in malice or driven by motives unrelated to business needs or performance, such as firing an older employee to avoid paying retirement benefits. Key cases shaping at-will employment law. Several landmark cases have significantly influenced the interpretation and scope of the at-will employment doctrine. Green v. Raleigh Engineering Company. This case is pivotal in illustrating the public policy exception. The court held that an employee who was fired for refusing to certify aircraft parts that failed to meet safety standards had a claim for wrongful termination against public policy. The ruling underscored the judiciary's readiness to intervene when the dismissal contravened societal norms and legal mandates concerning safety and ethics. Wrongful discharge v. Emergency Medical Associates. This case exemplified the implied contract exception. The court found that the employer's handbook and the assurances given during hiring created an implied contract that altered the at-will nature of the employment, providing the employee with a claim for wrongful termination when he was dismissed without adherence to the procedures outlined in the handbook. Importance of understanding state-specific variations. The application of at-will employment and its exceptions can vary dramatically by state, leading to a complex mosaic of legal landscapes that both employers and employees must navigate. For instance, California recognizes all three common law exceptions to the at-will doctrine, providing relatively robust protections for employees. Conversely, Montana is unique in that it does not adhere to the at-will employment doctrine at all beyond an initial probationary period, after which employees can only be terminated for good cause. These state-specific variations highlight the importance for legal practitioners and businesses to understand local employment laws thoroughly, to ensure compliance, and for employees to know their rights and the protections available to them. This knowledge is crucial not only for defending against unfair labor practices, but also for crafting employment agreements and company policies that respect the nuanced legal frameworks governing employment across different jurisdictions. Wage and hour laws. One of the cornerstone pieces of legislation in employment law is the Fair Labor Standards Act, FLSA, enacted in 1938. The FLSA establishes minimum wage, overtime pay eligibility, record-keeping, and child labor standards affecting full-time and part-time workers in the private sector and in federal, state, and local governments. The Act is designed to protect workers against certain unfair pay practices or work regulations. To understand the FLSA, one must first differentiate between exempt and non-exempt employees. Non-exempt employees are entitled to overtime pay. The FLSA mandates that they receive no less than time and one-half their regular pay rate for all hours worked over 40 in a workweek. Exempt employees, however, are excluded from overtime regulations. They typically include executive, administrative, professional, and outside sales employees who meet specific tests regarding their job duties and salary. The distinction hinges on actual job responsibilities and salary levels, not merely job titles. An illustrative case in this area is Encino Motorcars, LLC v. Navarro et al. This Supreme Court decision highlighted the complexities of FLSA exemptions. The court ruled that service advisors at car dealerships, who earn commissions from services they sell, are exempt from FLSA overtime pay requirements under the exemption for salesmen primarily engaged in servicing automobiles. This case underscored the need for employers to carefully classify employees to avoid costly lawsuits related to misclassification. Workplace safety. Another pillar of employment law involves ensuring a safe working environment, as mandated by the Occupational Safety and Health Act, OSHA, of 1970. OSHA's mission is to prevent work-related injuries, illnesses, and deaths by issuing and enforcing standards for workplace safety and health. Under OSHA, employers are responsible for providing a safe and healthful workplace free of recognized hazards. They must comply with the specific OSHA standards applicable to their workplaces. Beyond compliance, employers must also keep records of work-related injuries and illnesses, provide training, and notify OSHA about any severe work-related injuries and illnesses. A pivotal OSHA case is Secretary of Labor v. SeaWorld of Florida, LLC. Following the death of a trainer, OSHA cited SeaWorld for violating the General Duty Clause for failing to provide a workplace free from recognized hazards that could cause death or serious physical harm. The case reached the U.S. Court of Appeals, which upheld the citation, emphasizing employers' obligations to recognize and mitigate hazards, even in unique work environments like animal performances. This case set a significant precedent for what constitutes an employer's responsibility under the General Duty Clause and highlighted the breadth of OSHA's regulatory authority. Employers must proactively address potential hazards, a standard that requires rigorous safety protocols and continuous risk assessment. Discrimination and harassment. Workplace discrimination and harassment are addressed under several federal laws, including Title VII of the Civil Rights Act, the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, and the Age Discrimination in Employment Act, ADA. These laws prohibit discrimination on the basis of race, color, religion, sex, national origin, age, disability, and protect against harassment that can create a hostile work environment. Title VII prohibits employers from discriminating in hiring, discharge, promotion, referral, and other facets of employment on the basis of color, religion, sex, or national origin. The ADA prohibits discrimination against persons with disabilities in various sectors, including job application procedures, hiring, firing, advancement, compensation, job training, and other terms, conditions, and privileges of employment. The ADEA protects certain applicants and employees 40 years of age and older from discrimination on the basis of age in hiring, promotion, discharge, compensation, or terms, conditions, or privileges of employment. A recent case that illustrates these principles is EOC v. Abercrombie & Fitch Stores, Incorporated. The case involved a Muslim woman who applied for a job and was not hired because her hijab conflicted with the company's dress code, which the company argued was an essential part of its marketing strategy. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that such practices amounted to religious discrimination under Title VII, as the employer must provide reasonable accommodation unless it causes undue hardship on the business. Employee rights and resources. In navigating the complexities of employment law, employees have a wealth of resources at their disposal to address and resolve workplace issues. These resources play crucial roles in enforcing labor laws and advocating for employee rights, ensuring a fair and just work environment. The U.S. Department of Labor is a primary federal body that provides guidance and enforces over 180 federal laws covering workplace activities. Complementing the federal efforts, state labor departments offer localized support, enforcing state-specific labor laws that may provide additional protections beyond federal statutes. Various advocacy groups and organizations also play pivotal roles in championing the rights of workers, such as the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EOC, the National Labor Relations Board, NLRB, and the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA. These organizations investigate discrimination complaints, enforce labor laws, and provide guidance and educational programs to help prevent workplace issues. For employees who may not afford private legal representation, many nonprofit organizations and legal aid societies offer pro bono services. These services are crucial in providing legal help to low-income individuals and ensuring that their rights are protected. Additionally, employee advocacy groups, such as the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, and the National Employment Law Project, NELP, provide resources, representation, and advocacy for workers. Conclusion and key takeaways. In conclusion, the knowledge of employment law is crucial, not only as a matter of legal practice, but as a practical resource for everyday life. Whether negotiating your employment terms, understanding your rights within your current job, or advising clients in a legal context, the principles we have discussed today are foundational. Remember, knowledge is power. By understanding your rights and the resources available to you, you can stand up for fair treatment and contribute to creating more equitable workplaces for all. I encourage you to continue exploring this topic and to reach out to qualified professionals if you have any questions or need further assistance.